Are you safe? Folks have been emailing and texting me that question since Terry and I arrived in Australia. The massive fires here are making news around the world, thus family and friends are concerned about our safety. The short answer to the question is, yes, we're safe. We're in the cities, Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, while the fires are raging in the bush. We've not seen the fires, but we can see and smell the smoke. There are days when I look out the window and the smoke from the fires limits visibility. In fact, recently, driving into Melbourne, it was impossible to see the city through the smoke. And today, as I write and record this podcast, there's an acrid taste in my mouth. The smell of smoke is thick outside, and it's not clear when it's going to dissipate. Looking at a map of Australia, it looks as if the entire country is ablaze. Of course, this is not the reality. While the fires are widespread, the cities are safe, and large swaths of the country are untouched. This being said, the devastation is horrendous. Though speaking to locals and watching the news, stories of lives being lost and homes and property being destroyed are all too common. I've spoken to several folks who've had to change their plans or evacuate where they were. I've talked to folks who, because fires have closed highways, aren't able to drive from one city to the next. The crisis here is real, and it has been reported that close to 500 million animals have died as a result of these fires. And as I wrote, there appears to be no end in sight. There are hopes that the temperatures will cool and rains will fall, thus allowing firefighters to get a handle on these blazes. But while people hope, the weather doesn't seem to be cooperating. Much of the conversation here has been about climate change, how temperatures have increased and rainfall has declined, and how it has created the environment for these devastating fires. And just like in the U.S., there are politicians in Australia who attempt to deny that climate change is a major factor in what is happening. While in Sydney, at the end of December, we watched as hundreds marched through the streets in protest for lack of action by their government. For me, witnessing what is happening in Australia is clear evidence that we have to act, that climate change denial and continued use of fossil fuel without end is wreaking havoc on our planet. The evidence is before our eyes. The planet is in crisis, and we must act. While I'm safe, many others are not. Others are facing fires here in Australia, and there are those living in coastal areas where flooding is becoming all too common. And there are those who live in areas where temperatures continue to grow hotter and the lack of rainfall is making farming far more difficult. Climate change is not an abstract theory. It is altering our planet and it is affecting lives. Continued denial will only result in more hardship. Rather than turning our eyes from what is happening, we must face the truth and resolve to act. If not now, when? I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.